Twitters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. The Euro game. It was a hot, sunny day, and the boys and girls in the village school were enjoying their lunchtime games as usual in the schoolyard. However, today, tempers seemed a little more frayed than usual during this particular ball game. I watched the children closely for some time, anticipating that the dinner lady who was supervising would have to step in and bring the game to an abrupt end, intervening with the usual talk about sporting behaviour and "it's not the winning, but it's the taking part" reminder that teachers and dinner ladies are so good at repeating. I then noticed one girl from my class, Sally. She was frowning and concentrating hard. Sally was a born leader. She had presence, and although not always liked by her classmates, she would be the one to lead and organise whenever anything needed doing. She was barking instructions to one very agile small boy, Peter, who seemed to pop up all over the playground at the same time from nowhere. Peter was a very happy little boy, friendly to everyone and always happy to help out. Yet he had a quiet determination that could bring about revolution if he really wished. Such was his charisma. Sally and Peter, working together, brought about a special kind of teamwork that initially seemed highly unlikely, but now appeared to be working. Although the shouting and arguments continued, there now seemed to be order and a plan in their game. Suddenly, there was a cry from Charles. Charles looked angry as the ball bounced off his back. His face was red and he angrily dived towards the ball, which he grabbed, and then stood glaring at the others. His teammates shouted for him to pass the ball. He looked defiant and his face was now filling with tears. Charles placed the ball under his arm, marched off the playground with the ball and back into the school building. He bit his bottom lip angrily and slammed the door behind him. For a few seconds, the rest of the children stood and watched with their mouths open, wondering what all the fuss was about. Sally looked angry as she strode off the playground and found another ball in the sports shed. She returned to the playground and threw the ball to Peter, who deftly caught it and threw it back into the game. The children cheered as the game continued at a pace that was now faster and more focused than before. Before I returned into the school building, I caught a glimpse of Charles, his tear-stained face, watching the game alone from the classroom window. The recent meeting of leaders in Paris, designed to discuss the future of the Euro and Britain's participation in amending its financial rules, reminded me of a children's game in a Dorset rural primary school many years ago. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com, and thank you for listening.